Elise Stefanik, Donald Trump indicted same day treasonous Biden doc released to Congress. By Wendell Hasebo on June 8, 2023. House Republican Conference Chair Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, said in a statement Thursday that President Biden weaponized the Justice Department against former President Trump. Amid news the GOP frontrunner had been indicted on the same day it was revealed Biden allegedly received a payoff for influencing U.S.-Ukraine policy. The exact same day that the FBI is forced to turn over to Congress absolutely damning and credible allegations regarding Joe Biden's illegal, egregious, and treasonous corruption, Joe Biden weaponizes his Department of Justice to indict Donald Trump, Stefanik said. The American people are smart and understand this is the epitome of the illegal and unprecedented weaponization of the federal government against Joe Biden's leading opponent, President Donald J. Trump, she added. In 2024, we will vote like this country has never seen before and we will elect President Trump back to the White House to save America. On Thursday afternoon, House Oversight Committee Republicans told reporters after reviewing the FBI's informant file that an FBI informant claimed to possess two pieces of evidence that show Joe Biden received $5 million after threatening to withhold aid to Ukraine until a prosecutor probing the Ukrainian energy company Burisma Holdings was fired. There's no doubt in my mind that Joe Biden is guilty of bribery 100%, Representative Anna Luna, RFL, told reporters after viewing the document. There was two separate transactions, one that went to Joe Biden for $5 million, one that went to Hunter Biden for $5 million. The bombshell allegations come after the FBI refused to allow House members to review the document, citing its use in an ongoing investigation. But 11 hours before the House Oversight Committee would assemble to vote on holding FBI Director Wray in contempt of Congress, the FBI agreed to permit all members of the Oversight Committee to review it. I try to call the balls and strikes. I try to call it right down the middle, Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, told reporters. It's unforgivable that the FBI won't tell us what they've done to investigate this. It's undeniable that this is serious. This is legitimate. Thursday evening, the Justice Department notified Trump of the indictment, nearly erasing the news of the allegations against Biden from the establishment media. The corrupt Biden administration has informed my attorneys that I have been indicted, seemingly over the boxes hoax, Trump posted on Truth Social. Even though Joe Biden has 1850 boxes at the University of Delaware, additional boxes in Chinatown, D.C., with even more boxes at the University of Pennsylvania. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.